Hours before a scheduled preview party, bar manager Brianna Alford was preparing some of what they would serve later in the afternoon.
What is it you're siphoning out here?
I'm siphoning out probably 1,000 rose petals that are kind of absorbed and broken apart into the water to create the rose water for the cocktail.
It's a gin-based cocktail that is one of many to be served from the new home of Lockhouse Distillery, which opened in Buffalo 3 years ago, but has now moved from its original site to the Cobblestone District.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I know. If it wasn't so early, we could have one.
Never too early.
Never too early? I mean, I'm here. I can mix you up something.
It's the first distillery to open in Buffalo since Prohibition. Partner Thomas Jablonski says being in the Cobblestone District made sense to the management team. It's where Buffalo's original distilleries were located. The biggest sat where First Niagara Center is now located.
We always kind of wanted to be in the shadow of the grain elevators. That's really where Buffalo got its start, and the terminus of the Erie Canal is what made Buffalo rich and prosperous. We wanted to be down here. It felt like the right move, and on top of that, since we've got the arena right there, Riverworks across the bridge, Ballyhoo behind us, and I would assume probably the stadium soon, it's going to be the perfect place for us.
Tastings will be hosted beginning late mornings, while the bar will open later in the afternoon. Bar patrons will be able to look through glass doors into the distillery.
There's a lot of botanicals and herbs and flavors we use are on the shelf. A lot of the ones we're
in addition to equipment, there's a shelf back there with more than 100 jars. Each jar holds a different ingredient soaking in spirits. That shelf is Lockhouse's research and development library, where both traditional and unusual ideas are tested. Partner Corey Moscato invited us to try one of their experiments, allowing us to dip a finger into the jar and taste a sample.
It tastes distinct, and it's probably something that you've never tasted in liquid form before.
Pumpkin.
Carrot.
Oh, carrot.
Yeah, very close though. They're both very orange, both have very rooty tastes.
Experimentation is just one of the themes at the distillery. The bigger one is being a local establishment, as Jablonski explains.
It's called a farm distillery, Class D distillery. Requires that at least 75% of the source materials come from New York. So that was a great thing for us in general. We don't see it as a limitation in any way. So our vodka is distilled from grapes grown at Freedom Run Winery in Lockport, New York. The gin has some of the same base, and we're going to keep everything as local as possible.
Even soft drinks and foods served from the bar will feature ingredients from local producers.
It's endless. There's just so much. Like right now we're making our own.
Meanwhile, behind the bar, Brianna Alford was offering samples of a mix that will go into another cocktail. Born and raised in upstate New York in a tavern-owning family, Alford was handed the privilege of designing the bar where she stood.
When I came in one day, they were like, "Congratulations, Brianna Alford, you just won a new bar." And I was like, "Screw the bar, I want the bar, like, I'm all about it." And they let me chalk line like how I wanted it to be, and they just worked. And it's like a family here, everybody plays their own role.
With the facility's front doors lifted during a mild morning, First Niagara Center could be seen not too far away. Beginning this Friday, business partners are hoping the arena will be just one of several places from which they'll receive visitors. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.